Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful that you take the time to listen to these podcasts and to try to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so before we begin, let's say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we ask you to join with us today by your Holy Spirit to teach us all the truths that you want us to know. Lord, to carry them forward in our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we might be pleasing unto you is our desire. We bless you and we thank you today for your word. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Heir as Servant and Lord. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. In dealing with the onslaught of ideas being promoted by Judaizers among the church members of Galatia, Paul the Apostle has given discourse after discourse about the relationship between the law of God and the promise of God. Paul has shown how the law served the purpose of exposing sin in people, and the promise of God is the grace of God for those who believe in Jesus and his substitutionary sacrifice for their sins. In chapter 4 and verse 1 of the book of Galatians, Paul employs an example to further demonstrate the relationship of the law of God to his promise, where he wrote, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." In chapter 3, we learn that those who believe in, rely upon, trust in, and cling to Jesus in faith are the children of God, and therefore his heirs. Paul begins chapter 4 by stating, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child," which infers immaturity and adolescence. There are rules put in place for a child's safety and protection that may not later be necessary. Because the child's judgment is not as clear as most adults, laws and enforcement of them is needed even if there is no reason given for them. Explanation for the rules comes later, perhaps, but in the meantime, for the protection of the child, rules are in place. So it is with the law of God. The law of God is meant for the time of immaturity, and until the promise of God was fulfilled in Jesus, the law of God was and is in place. Paul goes on to say, "differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." Even though the heir to a massive fortune, for example, has the right to full inheritance of that fortune, until the time he or she is mature enough to manage the assets, they will not be able to spend any of the funds. Therefore, the child is treated in a similar way to the servants of the household. He or she may have the title of heir, but that is the only rights they enjoy while they are children. The law of God was such. Until the fullness of time, Jesus did not appear to satisfy the requirements of the law, and therefore people lived by the law of God. But when Jesus appeared, kept the law, and carried out its every requirement, maturity appeared, and the promise of God went into effect. The law was in place until the promise of God was released. This example employed by Paul the Apostle is shown to be just as effective today. Until people understand the law of God, they will not know their violation of it. When a person hears, "You shall not steal," if they have stolen, sin is recognized and guilt and shame for the violation appears. When a person hears, "You shall not bear false witness," if they have lied, once again sin is recognized and guilt and shame for the violation appears. The idea is that the law is in place to bring about a mature reception of the promise of God's grace. But before we go on with this thought much longer, perhaps we should meditate upon it and learn more in the next verses at another time. And next time we will find the heir under tutors. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.